You are hearing Fintadoo Podcast. Basics of e-invoicing, Series 1. Worldwide, many countries are implementing e-invoicing under their value-added tax, VAT, law. The Middle East countries are also gearing up for its implementation, with the regulations already in place in Saudi Arabia. As it is inevitable to keep pace with the changing times, taxpayers must also realize the need to gradually move from physical invoices to electronic invoices. To help the taxpayers, we have analyzed the general concepts of e-invoicing in detail. While each country may have its own rules and regulations, the general concepts discussed here can help the taxpayers in the Middle East to understand the concept before it is actually implemented in their respective countries. Need for e-invoicing. The primary need for e-invoicing stems from the necessity to manage large volumes of data efficiently, ensuring standardization across the board. This approach enhances tax transparency and real-time and accurate reporting. Besides, e-invoicing is also considered necessary by the tax authorities as it minimizes tax evasion by generation of false invoices and claiming incorrect input tax credit, ITC. E-invoicing, the concept. The concept of e-invoicing is being implemented globally under the indirect tax law, or more particularly, under the law of value-added tax. All countries have their own definitions of e-invoicing and other related terms. However, the attributes remain the same on an overall basis. An e-invoice is a system-generated invoice as compared to a PDF or scanned version of a paper invoice. It is generated in a standard format which makes it easy for software to read and share the invoice data. An e-invoice is generated through e-invoicing solutions of the government or other solutions approved by the government of each country. Such e-invoice can be accessed and stored electronically. The process of generation of an e-invoice is known as e-invoicing. It is an online process, where invoices are generated electronically or in a digital format by means of an e-invoicing solutions. Gradual implementation. E-invoicing is being implemented in a gradual and phased manner. While each country has its own timelines, e-invoicing is generally made mandatory for large taxpayers in the beginning, followed by small taxpayers. Taxpayers may voluntarily shift to the e-invoicing mechanism. Benefits of e-invoicing. For taxpayers/suppliers. E-invoices generated by one system can be seamlessly read by another, minimizing manual data entry errors. It significantly addresses the major gap in data reconciliation under VAT by reducing mismatch errors. Additionally, e-invoicing enables real-time tracking of invoices, allowing suppliers to monitor transactions instantaneously. This system automates the GST return filing process, with relevant details being auto-populated in returns, thus streamlining compliance. This in turn results in faster availability of genuine ITC. For tax authorities, e-invoicing ensures that tax authorities can monitor transactions on real-time basis, reducing the scope for invoice manipulation, fake ITC claims, and leakage of tax revenue. This reduces the need for frequent audits and surveys by tax authorities, as transaction-level information is readily available online. Conclusion. The advent of e-invoicing under the GST framework has revolutionized the way businesses handle their financial transactions. This comprehensive system ultimately builds efficiency within the tax administration and strengthens the overall business environment, making it indispensable in today's digital economy. Stay tuned for more Fintadoo Podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.